enjoy the way Glenn Miller plays
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear.
Joey's in the playpen sleeping like a baby.
That's what he is.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, is Michael gonna be surprised. A Polish dinner just like his mother used to make.
Well, it ain't every day my son-in-law writes an article that's gonna be published in a magazine.
Yeah, it's like having a celebrity in the family.
Yeah. The only person in my family that ever got in the papers was my cousin Fred. He got his picture in Sunshine and Health.
Gloria knits her brow.
Isn't Sunshine and Health a nudist magazine?
Yeah.
Did you get to see cousin Fred naked?
No, just his head and his feet. The rest of him was behind a cow.
The time.
Oh, my goodness. I gotta get upstairs and change for dinner.
Me too.
Turn the gas down under the whatchamacallit.
Ma, it's kapusta and wieprowina.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why they make Polish jokes. Them people ought to get a medal just for speaking their own language.
I'll see you later, Ma.
Yeah. Oh, there's my little Joey.
In the living room, Edith kneels beside Joey's playpen.
Oh, now, you be a good boy, because Grandma's going to go upstairs and get dressed just for a little while. Mm-hmm. Now, you be a good boy. I'll be right back. Keep on trucking.
She hurries up the stairs.
Who's this? Who's my turtle dog?
Archie wearily shuffles in the front door.
Oh, look who's over our house. Little Joey. All by his lonesome there, huh? Hey, Edith, I'm home. What, they leave you here all alone? Boy, you just come on over here and sit down and have a little talk with your poor old grandpa, huh?
He sits Joey on his lap.
Oh, I want to tell you you're a beautiful kid even though you ain't got much hair yet. Almost a shame you gotta grow up from this age, eh? Boy, you'll have to find out what a rotten while this is. Hope you never have a day like I had today. Worked 30 years of faithful service for the same company, and what do you get with it? Oh. Excuse me, Dad, kiddo.
He wipes Joey's mouth.
So where is everybody, huh? Where'd your grandma go?
Baby Joey grins.
Hey, Edith, come on down. I gotta tell you something.
Oh, Archie, I didn't hear you come in on account I
was up. Yeah, we know, Edith, we know. Look, I want to put the baby back in here. I know we gotta sit down and have a little talk about something important.
Oh, well, come on in the kitchen and talk, because I gotta stir my
cup. We can't talk in the kitchen. Get back out here, Edith. Edith, come on, will you? This is important here.
Archie carries Joey.
What is that smell?
It's dinner.
It's like something running off the street and died here.
It's delicious. I'm making it special for Mike to celebrate because he's going to have his article published. Come in, Grandma. That's a boy. We're going to surprise him.
Yeah, well, Edith, I got a little surprise for you, and I think we better sit down.
Oh, Joey made a boom boom.
No, you don't have to do that now. Can't you sit down?
Come on,
Edith. You don't have to rip the kids' clothes off the minute it happens. Let them enjoy it.
We could take his nap.
I want to talk about it now, Edith.
Edith takes Joey upstairs, and Archie threatens to punch the phone.
Hello. Oh, hi, Gloria. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I remember. All right, you're bringing the wine. Joey's fine. His grandma's got him upstairs changing his number too. Well, you and your mother call it Boom Boom if you want. I was brought up on number two. What the hell am I talking about this for anyway with all I got on my mind? Come on.
He hangs up.
Hey, Edith, I got canned today.
What?
I was fired.
Edith runs back down.
Archie, did you say you got fired?
Yeah, four times.
Oh, Archie, what happened?
The company lost a government contract, so this morning they let a whole slew of us go.
What is it, just a layoff?
They call it a layoff. I call it the old heave-ho. Should have seen them guys. Remember Big Moose Norbeck? Cried Big Moose tears. I ain't seen him cry since the Mafia took the Dodgers out of Brooklyn.
Oh, I wish I hadn't planned the celebration dinner for Mike tonight.
Yeah, well, listen, Edith, couldn't you kind of, what you call, postpone it, huh? Because after what I've been through today, I mean, I can't stand watching the meathead swoop down on that table like a plague of crocuses. Just let him and her walk over to Steinway Street and stuff their faces with chinks.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll just postpone it.
Yeah, that's...
I'll tell Gloria you was fired
and she'll understand. No, don't tell her that. I don't want nobody to know.
Yeah, but if we call it off, they'll know something's wrong.
All right, then don't call it off, but will you keep mum about it, huh?
Archie, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Well, what the hell are we going to do about it now? Just get the hanging dog expression off your face, huh, dear reader? Huh? Let's see one of your best sunshine lady smiles, see? And don't say nothing.
Edith hugs him. She reluctantly hurries to the door, then stops and looks back at Archie.
I love you, Archie.
I love you, too. Get the door.
Gloria jumps in with a bottle of wine.
Oh, hi. Are you ready for this? Here he is. Here's the man of the hour, the toast of the town. Here's Michael. Da, da,
da, da. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're beautiful. Nice to see you.
Wait a second.
Stop the music. What is that I smell? I don't believe it. Ma, is that... Capusta and Via Provina?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ma, that's my favorite food.
Oh, his favorite. His favorite is anything that won't hop off the plate.
Don't do that.
Daddy, lay off Michael. He sold an article. You should be complimenting him.
I complimented him yesterday. What the hell more do you want?
You call that a compliment, Arch? Who cares?
You say that. I said swell. Who cares?
Gloria smacks him.
Dad, hide me.
It's almost ready.
Daddy, how can you say who cares? Don't you know what all of this means? Michael is a teacher, and for teachers, it's either publish or perish. Well, now he's published something, so that means he's well on his way to a lifetime of security.
Oh, a lifetime of security. I wish they'd give that to people who really work for a living. Do you see what she's doing to me over here?
Gloria, don't hit your father. Not today. Go on, sit down over there. It's wonderful, Mike. Ain't it
She's
wonderful?
She's been doing that to me since she was three.
It's wonderful.
I'm all choked up.
You should be. Michael, I got another surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
You're not the only writer in the family. I wrote you a song to honor you on this special occasion. Ma? Here's a verse for you.
Oh,
Daddy, I wrote a verse for you. Ma, will you play?
Oh, yes.
Michael, go stand over by the piano. We're all going to sing.
Well, what the hell are we here? The Norman Travernacle Choir? Can't we just shake hands and knees? Get away from me.
Come on, Ma, play. All right, here we go.
Happy days are here again for Michael and his clever pen.
Archie sighs in his armchair.
I'm so embarrassed. Go ahead, Ma. Keep going.
Michael's a fine son-in-law. He's married to my Gloria. Oh. Ain't that funny, y'all?
Ryan, it is, Ryan. It's a wacky song.
But, Daddy, I wrote this song so we can show Michael how much we love and respect him.
Gloria, don't make him sing.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. Ma, I can't stand this. Daddy, I think you're just jealous because Michael's had a little bit of success.
Gloria, you don't have to defend
him. It's really rotten that on this happy occasion you can't even sing a little song. You're only happy when you can bully Michael and call him stupid.
Gloria, you don't understand.
No, he's the one who doesn't understand, Ma. Michael's finally doing something with himself, and he's jealous. Daddy, you're jealous. You're jealous.
Gloria Stifle! Your father lost his job today.
Oh, there goes the old ball game. Why did you have to say anything, huh? All right, as long as you're all standing here with your mouths hanging open, let's eat.
Archie heads to the table. The others stand there watching him.
Daddy, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't know.
Can I take a shock out of you now?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, I know you didn't mean.
I'm sorry, Arch. Listen, if there's anything I can do to help in any way.
Oh, that's nice, Mike. See, Archie, we got each other and everything's gonna be all right.
Oh, geez, either. Don't go breaking up on me there, will you? Suddenly everything's gonna be all right. I just gotta go out and get another job, that's all. Listen, I'm a guy who always has his nose to the brimstone, you know? It's always darkest behind the storm, you know that? And in every crowd, there's always another horse of a silver lining. And when the going gets tough, they say that's when the tough get going. And that's me, tough, right?
Yes, right.
So what's the problem?
So what are you going to do, Daddy?
Well, that's the problem.
Mike pats him on the shoulder, and Gloria sits in his lap. At the unemployment insurance office, several clerks help a crowd of people.
Mira, este es su claims book, ¿eh? Espérame allá, por favor. Number 24. 24.
Standing at a busy counter, Archie fills out paperwork.
Oh, damn.
He tosses his broken pencil, then turns to the man beside him.
Hey, buddy, I busted my pencil paint over the floor, man.
No hablo inglés.
Well, what I need is a pencilito. I gotta fill up the promo here.
No comprendo.
Vaquero.
A middle-aged black woman hands him a pencil.
Oh, thanks very much, dear lady. Thank you.
Stand next to me so I know I'll get my pencil back.
Let's see. Social Security number.
Archie opens his wallet.
129, 14, 69.
The woman beside knits her brow and takes a peek.
Last name, Bunker. Archibald.
This is your first time here, ain't it?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because when you get to be a regular like us, you'll have all that memorized.
Well, I ain't going to be a regular lady, because I'm a foreman, you know, and there's plenty of jobs around for a guy with my know-how.
They ain't going to give you no job. You're too old. They're going to give it to somebody younger. You should have broke your leg. Disability pays more.
Thanks a lot. So does death benefits.
That's right. Between disability and death benefits, a man like you could live like a king.
25. 25 over here. 25 is me.
Archibald. Give me my pencil.
Now, what's the matter with my face? Do I look dishonest?
You all look the same to me.
Archie hands his paperwork to a clerk.
Please be, sit down, please.
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much, yeah.
You're Archibald Bunker?
Like I said, yeah.
And you're 40 years old?
Like it says there.
Well, Mr. Bunker, I'm 39.
So, in another year, you'll look like this here.
He shows off his thin gray hair.
I hope not. So, you last worked on a loading dock, hmm?
Well, I'm a foreman. I don't work. Oh.
A foreman?
I had 5 men under me. Mm-hmm. Treat them white guys.
Do you have any other work or part-time jobs?
Oh, well, I go hacking a couple of nights a week where a guy owns a private cab.
Mm-hmm. And how much do you make?
Not much. Munson, the owner, he takes a third. Then there's another third is split between the government and the muggers. And then I get my fifth.
Fifth, which is how much?
Well, if I'm lucky, $20-$30 a night.
All right, it's $60 a week. You know that this will be subtracted from your unemployment check.
Well, how much is the check?
Maximum is $95 a week.
What the hell's use of my hacking? I might as well quit, Dad.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Bunker. If you quit, you might not be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Oh, jeez. No matter which way you turn, you get it right between where the sun don't shine. Jeez, I'm going over big here. Hey, I've been accumulating this here insurance for about 30 years, unemployment, see? Now I'm unemployed, so pay me something. Or better still, give me a job. Of course, I'll take any job that I would consider commensurate with my skills.
Well, Mr. Bunker, there is an unemployment problem in this country.
Oh, look who's telling me about the unemployment. But I see the unemployment on the streets, and I know who they are. You got your winos who can't get up over the ground. You got your hotheads who can't get back down on the ground. You got your hookers put out of work by the regular girls giving away for nothing. You got your ex-politicians who was finked on by the hookers.
The clerk grins.
And then you got your usual general run of daydreamers, dummies, and slobs. I am one of them. All my life, I go to work every morning, see? So where do I go to work tomorrow morning?
Well, Mr. Bunker, we don't have any place for you to go tomorrow morning. But just follow the instructions carefully and report back here 1 week from today at 9:20 a.m. to line E. Hmm? Number 26?
Well, is that where I pick up my check?
Oh, no, you won't get your first check for about 4 weeks. Meanwhile, we have to inform your employer that you have filed a claim.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? Excuse me, Mrs. Just another minute here with this guy. Did you hear what he's just saying to me here? He's going to spend public money, our tax dollars, to notify the guy that fired me that I'm out of work.
Mr. Bunker, I don't write the rules
here. Oh, the rules are written by the bureaucrats. We know that. That's this whole gang downtown.
And they better not come uptown.
Hey, let me tell you something. The only reason you're working is because we ain't. But we're citizens, too. We vote. We vote in every election, don't we?
Since I come up north.
We pay taxes, don't we?
Once in a while, you know.
When it comes to patriotism, buddy, at the ballpark, when Old Glory runs up the pole, I'm the first guy on his feet with his hand over his heart. And I'm one of the few guys that knows every word of the Star Spangled Banner. You?
Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawns every night. What's a lousy reason?
I know what you're going through.
Sure you know, because you're putting me through it.
I can't help it. I'm just following the system.
Well, I follow the system, too. But answer me this. If the system can make a job for you, how come the system can't make a job for us?
I have tried to explain that in your job...
Oh, forget it, buddy. Forget it. You're right, missus. I should have busted my leg. Let me out of here. Jeez. Hey, wake up from your fiestas, all yous. Run out and bust a leg.
Archie leaves without his paperwork. Later, Archie reads the New York Times Help Wanted ads.
Yes. Dishwashers are needed. Sure they are. Who the hell wants that job?
Edith sleeps beside him in bed, but wakes when he tosses a sheet of paper onto her face.
Oh, Archie, are you still reading the warnings?
Edith, get a load of this one over here. Here it is. Attention, ex-servicemen. Earn up to $25,000 a year. No experience necessary. All expenses paid to Uganda.
You ain't gonna take it, are you?
No. What do you think I'd do? Drag the whole family down to Mexico?
You want me to get you some warm milk? Or hold you in my arms and tell your story?
Oh, that'd be lovely, Edith. And after that, you can diaper me. What is this? Huh? I ain't your little grandson, Joey, here.
Oh, you don't have to be afraid of needing comfort and love. Everybody needs them. And that don't make you a baby. It makes you more of a man.
Edith snuggles up to him.
Thank you, dear Abby.
You're welcome, dear Archie.
Edith. You know, it's been a long, kind of nervous day. You know what I mean? So, what do you say we I'll put the paper down, and then you just go over there, way over there. We just go sleepy by, huh, tonight?
But remember, whatever happens, I love you.
I love you.
Truly.
Archie shuts off his bed light. He turns the light back on, bemused. Edith snuggles up to him again.
Edith, come on, darling. Listen, I know you're singing, and you know you're singing, but the neighbors are liable to think I'm torturing you.
Archie finally kisses her back, passionately.
I'll tell you the truth, Edith. I ain't myself, you know. Well, yeah, what I mean is, let's not start something that I can't finish. Okay.
Edith nods and rolls back onto her side of the bed. With her back to Archie, Edith frets. Archie reaches out to put a hand on her shoulder, and she puts her hand on his. To be continued next week. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Ben Starr and Chuck Stewart. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. F. Murray Abraham, clerk. Janaki, Mrs. Thomas. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.